Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you were with us last time as we began the week in the Hebrew Bible, what we often call the Old Testament, and Exodus chapters 5 through 10. We moved swiftly, highlighting the action of God, bringing 9 plagues upon Egypt, in order that he might show his power and glory to the Pharaoh, to the Egyptian people, and quite frankly, to God's own chosen people, the Israelites. They very much also needed to see his strength and protection for them, because the early Jewish people were disheartened and even angry with God because of the condition the Pharaoh had put them in. Way down in Egypt, making bricks out of straw, they had to go find. Our goal is to trace the hardening of Pharaoh's heart, and to get to that, we want to understand the context of the contest between God and Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's pathetic, little, false gods. To know the ancient Egyptians is to know they were an idolatrous people. Boy, oh boy, could they worship false deities. They made an art of it. Into this context, the one true God speaks. And to begin, I want to pick up our true story in Exodus chapter 11, beginning in verse 1, and then dropping down to verse 4. Follow along if you can. Now the Lord said to Moses, "One more plague I will bring on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out from here completely." Verse 4, Moses said, "Thus says the Lord, about midnight I am going out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of the Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the millstones, all the firstborn of the cattle as well. Moreover, there shall be a great cry in all the land of Egypt, such as there has not been before, and such shall never be again. But against any of the sons of Israel, a dog will not even bark, whether against man or beast, that you may understand how the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel." This is the 10th and final plague, the killing of the firstborn in Egypt. Israel will be exempted if they follow God's specific instructions, which we read about in Exodus chapter 12. For time's sake, I want to move around in this chapter, and I will begin at verse 5. This is God speaking. "Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the 2 doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it." Okay, so the Lord's people will kill a lamb and use its blood as paint on the 2 doorposts and on the lintel of their homes. Verse 11b, it is the Lord's Passover. Verse 13, the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. That's why this is called Passover. Follow me now in the text down to verses 21 through 23 of Exodus 12. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and take for yourselves lambs according to your families and slay the Passover lamb. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood which is in the basin, and apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and to the 2 doorposts. And none of you shall go outside the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the 2 doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. Down to verse 27, you shall say, it is a Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians, but spared our homes. And the people bowed low and worshipped. Ah, things are finally looking up for the Israelites. God is on the move. God is going to save them. And in his mercy, God will pass them over as the Spirit of God kills the firstborn in each Egyptian home, the severest of all the plagues. This happens precisely as God said it would. Exodus 12, verses 29 through 32. Now it came about at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was no home where there was not someone dead. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron at night and said, rise up, get out from among my people, both you and the sons of Israel, and go, worship the Lord as you have said. Take both your flocks and your herds as you have said, and go, and bless me also. Ah, finally, at long last, Pharaoh tells the Israelites to get out. He lets God's people go. And in Exodus chapter 13, God leads them to the Red Sea, or the Sea of Reeds. In chapter 14, there is the miracle of the crossing of that sea on dry ground with Pharaoh, having changed his mind in hot pursuit. Let me read verses 10 through 14 of Exodus 14. The Israelites are freaking out, and Moses responds. As Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they became very frightened. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. But Moses said to the people, do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. The Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Moses speaks with convincing and convicting faith. And then listen to what happens. Oh, how we love this. I am in Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 through 31. Exodus 14, beginning in verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land. So the waters were divided. The sons of Israel went through the midst of the sea on dry land, and the waters were like a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Then the Egyptians took up the pursuit, and all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen, went in after them into the midst of the sea. At the morning watch, the Lord looked down on the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud and brought the army of the Egyptians into confusion. He caused their chariot wheels to swerve, and then he made them drive with difficulty. So the Egyptians said, let us flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the waters may come back over the Egyptians, over their chariots and their horsemen. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal state at daybreak, while the Egyptians were fleeing right into it. Then the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even Pharaoh's entire army that had gone into the sea after them. Not even one of them remained. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea, and the waters were like a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. When Israel saw the great power which the Lord had used against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. No wonder that in Exodus chapter 15, Moses breaks out in song to the Lord. God has delivered his people safely out of the land of Egypt and the hard-hardened hands of the Pharaoh. And tomorrow we will go deeper into the heart of Pharaoh and really into the heart of God. Before we go, I want to remind you that on Thursday evening, May 25th, I will be hosting a Zoom video call, and you are more than welcome to participate. Email me today to reserve your spot, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Thursday, May 25th at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time. This will be a friendly discussion on God's foreknowledge and predestination at this point in our ongoing study of these doctrines. I'd love to see you, so please sign up and then join us again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.